I'm so grateful for our speaker that's here today to speak with us. She's helped me grow in so many ways and learn and understand and be able to become myself and feel a sense of freedom. And if you listen to her, you can achieve those same things. It's my great pleasure to present Reverend Connie Beth Grotti.
God bless you.
Thank you. It's truth knowledge. It's not me. It's what we've learned and share with each other. What a beautiful day. Isn't this a gorgeous day after days and days of clouds? It's so beautiful today. Kind of reminds me, if you want to think about it, maybe we've had lots of lives that weren't perfect, and maybe as we're growing, what we call imperfection, maybe is not perfection at all. But we're all growing. We're all growing Godward. And as we grow, we're able to look at things and appreciate them for just what they are more and more easily. But in thinking about being perfect, I grew up in a time when we were all expected to be perfect. And they would say, well, if you're not going to do it right, don't do it at all. And then there was times when, I remember I was in 4-H, and you had to have those cookies just right. You had to measure them a little thing. And back then I was a baker. I am not a baker anymore. I got burned out on baking years ago. Excuse me. But I went to the state fair with my cake, went to the state fair with my cookies, and then the next year it was yeast rolls, and I had those just perfect. And when I got there, they go, well, you're supposed to have 6, not 3. I go, 6? So I get in the car, and I run back 10 miles out to where, and the people I grew up with, they had just eaten the last one. So I didn't get to take my yeast rolls that year. And then I remember it was, we were in home economics class. And there, boy, you really had to be perfect. You measure everything right. I remember the first thing we made was an apron. And I had a dear friend that she was doing everything perfect, but we didn't know anything about tension. Her stitches were so tied together. And so the teacher came over and said, this is not acceptable. You have to rip this out. You've got to have perfect stitches, and they have to be just right. You can't go around with those tight little stitches. So she was sitting there, and they were so tight, it was taking her a long time to rip out all those little stitches when her seam ripper missed and went into her leg. She had to go to the hospital. But, you know, I remember in the Bible, there's a saying somewhere, or at least we were taught that in church, only God is perfect. And we grow in perfection, but these people, the people I really feel most sorry for, I've learned, are the people who they have to be perfect in everything they do. They have to have perfection in their hair, with what they wear, every little thing. If they give a speech, it has to be perfect. They have to do it over and over and over and over again till they become that which they want to be. But there's something wonderful when the movement of feminism came in. They said, let that perfection go. If you're going to be perfect, you might not ever do anything else but that one thing. Just do your heart's desire and see if you like it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Boy, what a concept. What a real concept. And I remember my brother when he first had the church in St. Petersburg, Florida. People started saying, oh, you're so wonderful. Oh, you're so fabulous. Kind of putting him on a pedestal. And he said, don't ever put me on a pedestal. And they go, why? Because I'm learning just the way you are. Don't put that pressure on me. when someone expects somebody to be perfect, or we expect ourselves to be perfect, we're so in tune with our egos that we've lost the sense of who we really are, our real self. We're too conscious on what are people going to think, what am I going to look like, how is this going to be, to just allow life to be and to look around and experience life in what God intended for us to do and to be, to live in our element, to try different things. You know, we're all different, so we don't have the same talents. And we're not supposed to have the same talents. We all are different. Every little hair on our head is different. Every blade of grass is different. If that's not a miracle moment, I don't know what is. But there's a theme in that. And that is that great holy grail that everybody's out there looking for satisfaction. It's within our heart center. And when we realize and let go of all the perfection and let go and begin to look within at ourselves and begin to look within our heart center and look and feel that warm, fuzzy wonderment of just being. Just before we came out, Scott told me something. He said, "You know, I've just discovered something. Daydreaming is like meditating." I said, "Yes." He said, "Because you're not thinking of anything. You're just daydreaming." I said, "Yes." And then the ideas begin to come. You see, there is a book that was written that everything I needed to know in life, I learned in kindergarten, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, maybe we even need to unlearn some of those things. I remember on my report card, "She daydreams." Well, you know why I daydreamed? I'll tell you why. Because I realized if I put my head on my desk like this, I started seeing colors. I could daydream with those colors. If class was too boring, I put my head on my desk and I went somewhere else. And I was sure scolded for it. Had no idea. It just might be the beginning of clairvoyance. Had no idea. You know, all children see things and do things and experience things that they haven't necessarily learned from an adult. But when they're told as something negative, sometimes we place those things down. Sometimes we let them go. What I remember then in high school, we started testing. And when you start testing in school, they'll say, "Don't ever leave anything blank. If you don't know it, guess it. It just might be right." Did any of you have people like that? Well, I guessed. And I got it right. So you tell me what is right and wrong in life. Sometimes when we can let go of the rules, and I don't mean the big heavy rules of cause and effect, but when we let go of the rules of perfection and just allow ourselves to daydream and just let it kind of float away, and we begin to live in our own little world, and then you begin to share some of the happiness that you have as you go shopping or to your next door neighbor. "Hi, isn't it a great day?" Sure beats a frown on your face, doesn't it? It opens up to that creativity. It opens up to that power that we speak about, our God power that lives within our heart that changes everything. You see, when we're in our ego, our ego will never be perfect. It will trick you into thinking you're perfect. But when you can let go of all of that need and that worrisome satisfying the ego and that lesser self and that insecurity, when you can let go and begin to feel that power beginning to stir within you. You know, I'm far different than some people. I grew up on a farm and I learned to work. And I know it's a very important thing in your life to learn how to work. So even when my kids were very little, they were responsible for making their beds. And I remember Melissa got on her bed. She had a big double bed. She got up on there and she pulled the cover up. She goes, "It's okay. I'm Wonder Woman." You see, we lose some of that and we forget. We go out into the world and we experience some of those hard knocks. And what we think is nobody else is experiencing that but ourselves. But it's the universe saying, "You made a wrong turn. Stop and listen. You made a wrong turn. Look at your direction. What's important in your life? Let it go." And then when we begin to understand the power that we have within us, it's the one that can drive us around, that power that leads us and lights the path. Maybe not a direct light, but when we can live in this state of consciousness, say, and just like what we heard in the miracle moment, doors open. Doors open to seemingly miraculous ways. It's not what we necessarily learn in school. Some schools, maybe. You know, when I was an adult, I took a class at the community college in Indiana. It was about brainstorming. It was about letting go of everything and writing down things with your imagination of what you might like to implement in your life. And then let it go. Just let it go if you don't know what things you might want. Let it go and think about it the next morning. And if nothing comes, ignore it. Because in the day, in the next day or two, you will start getting ideas that haven't come from you. It comes from, well, what they said is your subconscious mind goes out and derives what's best for you and drops it in your mind. I will say, so will spirit. So will your spirit. So will God's spirit. But you have to let go and live in that state of wonderment. And if you need to close out the world just a little bit, try putting your head on the table and covering it up. You might see some colors and some designs. And then you'll get into a place of wonderment. You see, life is really for us to have a happy journey. And it's always, always, always a choice that we have, because it's how we react to what happens to us, as whether in our mind it's a disaster or just an experience, a learning experience for us, and not take it so personal. And two, along these lines, there's the law of cause and effect. And sometimes things come to us and we wonder just why. So, always learning experience. Always, always. And we always learn compassion. And when we experience these and have compassion, then we can really help. But the truth of the matter, we don't have to worry about another lifetime. Because each and every one of us, since we've been here this time, have always made some wrong turns. Maybe because we didn't know any better. We've not always been perfect. And so when the law of cause and effect comes around to us and we go, "Oh, I wonder what happened." Well, don't make it worse by rebelling against it. I had a teacher when things would come back to her, and believe me, if things were coming back to her, they'll come back to all of us. Because that's just part of our life. And she'd say, okay, Spirit, I feel this coming on. Bring everything that come on, can come all at once, and let's get on with it. Let's get over it. I'm not that brave. But I will accept them when they come. It's time for us to put, you know, say, this expression is, now put your big girl pants on, put your big boy pants on. It's time for us to experience that we need to put on our spiritual adult pants on and face life instead of running from it. And realize that when we're in our ego, we've done some things that aren't right. And so that allows us to, okay, by the grace of God, I accept this. And I go on. I'm not going to let it identify who I am. Because who I was is not who I am today. Who I was, I was just trying to get through the day sometimes the best I knew how. And it wasn't always the best that I knew how. We've all rebelled. But you know, in allowing us to grow into this spiritual consciousness and this spiritual state of awareness allows us to stand strong. I went to a workshop in Alabama 12 years ago in March. And it was a wonderful experience for me. And actually went there because it was learning how to manifest. Doris went, I went, a few other people went, Linda Logan went, my daughter went. And she was teaching us how to manifest. But she was also teaching us that whatever you think about yourself is what you're vibrating. And that's what you're going to get instead of what you're trying to manifest. That overpowers it. That supersedes it, because that's what's vibrating about you all the time. All the time. All the time. So this lifetime, it's important for us to look at ourselves and forgive ourselves for some of those indiscretions we might have made, and to stand tall and realize we know better today. She also asked us all, what is the worst thing that you can be called that would just go through you and you just couldn't take it? What's the worst thing? Some people didn't understand that. Words are just words. That's what she was trying to say. Don't take what someone else says to you or about you personally. So we would stand there, and she would say these horrendous things to some people over and over and over till we had no absolute reaction to it. It was just another word. There was no emotion. There was no disrespect. Because there can't be emotion, there can't be disrespect unless we have it in ourselves already about ourselves. So it's important that we can forgive ourselves and let it all go. Just let it all go. It's too big for us anyway. Only your ego doesn't want you to let go because it thinks it can conquer it. But it's too big for us. So just let it go so you can be free in life, so you can be free to be just who you are without the pretenses of trying to be perfect. To let go and know that right now you're good enough. Just now. Because open the door to that spirituality within your heart chakra where the power is. Let it go and let God. God bless you.
Thank you, Connie.